About 10 o'clock, they came about 50 in number. The Indians did not incline to let us go on any further up the river. We gave them a quarter glass of whiskey, which they appeared to be very fond of. We sucked the bottle after it was out and soon began to get troublesome. But the second chief, assuming drunkenness as a cloak for his rascally intentions, as soon as I landed the pirogue, three of their gunmen seized the cable of the pirogue. The chief soldier hugged the mast, and the second chief was very insolent, both in words and gestures, declaring I should not go on, stating he had not received presents sufficient from us. His gestures were of such a personal nature, I felt myself compelled to draw my sword and made a signal to the boat to prepare for action. I felt myself warm and spoke in very positive terms. The pirogue soon returned with about 12 of our determined men ready for any event. Their treatment to me was very rough, and I think justified roughness on my part. I call this island bad humor.